Egypt, in my opinion, is a beautiful country with very beautiful people. However, the situation today paints an image of instability and confusion, simply because the people seem to be very impatient and unwilling to cooperate with the Morsi government. It seems, and Allah knows best, that whatever opportunity arises, it is taken by the opposition to call people to the streets to protest and cause anarchy, which will only harm Egypt, because outsiders as investors and observers see the country as one that is in a state of turmoil, not as a country that they would invest their money in and start businesses in. So it is not a good situation for the country at large. However, it is my opinion that this will take about 5 years maybe to sort itself out, whereby the people can actually learn how to function in a democracy. But they must realize that democracy is not the solution. It is a vehicle that can be used for success. But if you look around the world today, all of the great democracies like the United States of America, Great Britain, Germany, they're all suffering from a very bad recession. So obviously, democracy by itself is not the solution for mankind's problems. As to President Morsi, I think he is a good man, alhamdulillah, but he needs to be straight, honest with the people, direct in his speech. If he says he's going to do something, do it. If he cannot do it, honestly explain to the people why he cannot do it, and do not become sidetracked with the game of politics, because all politics leads to is lying and deceiving people.